You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. The one thing that has helped me the absolute most in my journey, in my life, and as the self-help psychic, as my profession, is connection. We need connection as human beings. We need connection. Now, I am absolutely introverted. I 100%, without a doubt, love being by myself. But there comes a time when we need connection. We need it on so many different levels, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, physically, all the good stuff. So we can connect in different ways. The biggest force for me, well, it really all comes out equally, I guess. But the one thing that's coming to my mind right now is connecting to spirit. I call it spirit. You can call it God, consciousness, your higher self, your angels, however you want to see this guiding power. That's the one thing that takes me out of my mental body and into more of like an ethereal collective body. I can actually feel the difference. And it's wonderful because I'm sitting in stillness. I'm sitting in the power. I'm sitting in this quiet realm. And yet I'm feeling something. It's like a taboo in a way because it's different than what we normally feel in our everyday life. We begin to feel this connection beyond our own reality. We begin to feel and sense and welcome the energies that not only surround us, but are us and through us as well. We'll feel different sensations. We can feel this subtleness, this bubbling up, this quiet healing that happens. I read this once in a book and it said, when you pray, you are talking to God, to consciousness. But when you meditate, you are allowing for God, for consciousness, to talk to you. I love that, and that is so powerful to have that realization. So I invite you to connect more through meditation, through prayer, through this stillness that you allow to happen. You choose to find this stillness. This doesn't mean that your mind is 100% turned off, because our minds, our brains, our bodies are part of the experience as a human. So they're going to remain where they are. But we can begin to practice slowly quieting the things that are bothersome. And even when they surface in meditation in particular, when our mind comes in, we think, oh my gosh, what about that? Or what about this? I don't want to forget about that. Or I have this to deal with. Or I can't freaking focus, and blah, 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 blah. All these different things are coming up, especially when you're trying to calm yourself down. So in those moments when that happens to me, I say, okay, I ask to remember what it is that I need to remember when I come out of this meditation. And then I let it go. So as soon as you ask for something, in my own experience, it happens. It comes back to you. So it's allowing yourself to trust in this higher power, this source, this light, this creator, this ultimate being of just yourself as well. Trusting that, especially when you ask for something, that it will come to you in all the right ways. a lot of times we don't understand why something happens the way that it does. And this can create a lot of friction, a lot of resistance, a lot of unacceptance in our minds and in our energies. And yet eventually we come to terms with it. We recognize the power behind it or the message behind it. So going back to connection, human beings, we need each other. We need to feel the love. We need to feel being heard. We need to feel being seen. We need to feel the love from others and for ourselves as well. So connecting with others, so in a group, whether you know the people or not, whether you're connecting directly or indirectly, you're giving someone a hug, or even if it's just virtual, being around other people, because when you're in total isolation, you can, for a very long time, you can really start to drive yourself mad. And then you go down a sort of deep, dark hole, and you don't even recognize that you're there, especially when you're going through something really, really stressful, daunting. You oftentimes, as humans, we want to isolate ourselves. We don't have the willpower. We feel like we're not motivated. We feel like we're depressed. And so we sort of cave in and we hide underneath the covers, quite literally, or we feel so, so down that we don't recognize that we need this companionship. We need this reassurance from other people, especially in those moments when we are feeling really, really, really down. Now, it's okay to experience these moments every once in a while, because I do feel like we do need to feel them, because it's part of the healing process. Because if we pretend like everything is okay, ultimately we're just shoving everything down, and then we probably will end up taking on actions that aren't really good for us, but that kind of numb us in a way. So we might end up starting to pop a pill. We might start to drink alcohol. We might start smoking marijuana. We might start whatever it is. We're doing something that's not really healthy for us, because we're trying to suppress these emotions rather than talking about them, or rather than addressing them, rather than working our art, expressing ourselves in some way. So rather than trying to beat yourself up about feeling a certain feeling, allow yourself to open up and to receive that connection that spirit is so badly wanting you to receive, to give you this reassurance, to give you this feeling of, okay, everything is going to be okay. It might not sure as shit feel like it in the moment, but it will be okay in the long run. And I addressed this the last episode before, when I talked about near-death experiences, NDEs, where, you know, as a human, we have all of this baggage that we carry with us. I mean, we carry a physical body with our spirit, or soul, however you want to think of it. And when we die, we don't take our body with us. We don't somehow, you know, I'm thinking of like Star Trek, where they're like transporting their bodies to another entity or another planet. Like, we don't take our bodies with us. We allow them to rest here on this earth plane, and our spirits and our souls then transport to this space. So we're allowing ourselves to release what's heavy. So in this human experience, things can be very, very heavy. Even happy feelings can feel overwhelming. It's just, I know that things aren't always positive. Things aren't always chipper. You know, we've got to be real with ourselves as well. Like, there's moments, there's despair, there's heartache, and even if you're not personally going through something, I mean, hell, even on social media, it's like you can't scroll through something without coming across something that's horrific. And it's like it jolts you back into this trauma state of seeing something that you're like, shit, I didn't want to see that. But you're like, well, if I ignore it, then I'm going to feel bad for ignoring it, so I have to pay attention. So it's like these constant ebb and flow, but it's more like constant. It's like pulling you in two different directions, right? And so as soon as we recognize, okay, I don't want to feel this way. And that's okay. Like, sometimes we want to feel the compassion. Sometimes we want to feel the sorrow. Sometimes we want to feel the sadness. And that's part of the healing process. And it's like this balance as well, because again, we don't want to go too far to where we're completely isolating ourselves. It goes back to what I was speaking about, what this whole episode is about, is finding that connection. So one thing that is super, super helpful and that we all need is to find that connection. So you can find it by connecting by yourself, with God, with consciousness, with your angels, by finding this quiet sense of peace, using guided meditation, even going through a guided hypnosis, hands-on healing. It could be physical hands-on. It could be distance healing, Reiki. I'm a Reiki master practitioner, so I know all about that as well. And it is very powerful. It's very subtle, but it's very, very powerful. So even experiencing connection that way, joining a group, joining a class, finding out something that you've always wanted to do and just doing it, connecting with what your soul is asking you to do, joining a group of some sort. And I know I mentioned that a couple times, but maybe you needed to hear it again. Maybe my spirit, my soul is telling me to join a group of some sort, which I'm in plenty now, but a different kind of group. But also expressing yourself. So putting yourself, allowing yourself to go in the state of flow where you're connecting with your soul in more of like an artistic way. So painting, drawing, singing, dancing, expressing yourself however that looks and feels to you. So if you've had some ideas that are popping up and that you just feel this pull, this magnetic pull that is asking you to try something or to get back to something, then that is your soul asking you to do that, because that's really what life is all about. And that's the one thing, again, that has helped me get through the toughest parts of my life, which I'm currently going through one of them. And I did just, I thought about this also, is connecting with cards. There's something about oracle cards or tarot cards that, for me personally at least, I really feel the love that comes through these cards. They are a tool. Also, I'm just thinking of like the Bible as well, or any type of sacred text that you feel you resonate with. Books in general, I've always found books very, very comforting, even being in a bookstore, smelling books. So the things that bring you comfort, that's going to bring you connection as well. So anything that helps you feel at home is going to help you feel that connection. And that really is what healing is all about. So it comes in many different ways. Connect by yourself, and you can connect with others. You can connect with the work that you're putting out into the world. You can connect with your community. You can connect in person or at a distance, directly, indirectly, by putting out the things that you want to put out into the world, by sharing what it is that you're creating is connection. It is, even if you don't ever meet the people that you sell to or that you offer your services to, or that you offer your artwork to, you may never ever personally meet them or connect with them, but you are connecting with them indirectly. And I know that was kind of like an odd statement that I just made, but like you're connecting with them indirectly is what I'm meaning to say, rather than directly, right? And so you are, it's like the butterfly effect is kind of where I'm going with this. It's like you may not even recognize the powerful force that you have by allowing yourself to be vulnerable in a way, or to be open to receiving that love from others or offering that love out to others. Just being here as a human and sharing your story, you know, all these different outlets that we can take on, it's all connection. It's all helpful. I can't remember if I even mentioned this in this episode or not. So earlier, I drew out a card from one of my many, many Oracle decks, and the card that came out was caution. It said caution on it, and I'm like, damn it. You know, it's like you don't want to get the card that doesn't make you feel good. But I thought about it. I'm like, okay, well, caution about what? What is this referring to? Because sometimes one card needs another card to give it some context, right? Guess what the next card was? And this is really what led up to this whole conversation here. The next card, the caution of what, was isolation. being too isolated. I'm an introvert. I love being alone, but that doesn't mean that I don't need other people, and I need that connection, right? And I'm trying to think of other words. I should have thought about this ahead of time. So maybe if you think of other words that deal with connection and what resonates with you, just let me know. I would love to hear from you. Just head to tabithastitt.com and you can go to the contact and you can email me. It'll be awesome. But what words resonate with you when we talk about connection, which is interesting because I would love to hear from you as well. But shit, now I'm trying to remember where I was even going with that. Oh, isolation. So when we isolate ourselves so much, it really can be daunting on our souls. Be aware when you're doing it a little too much and you need to pull yourself up out of the abyss and allow yourself to feel good. Okay, allow yourself to feel good. And again, I'm not trying to say ignore the feelings that we don't like to feel, because those are just as important. That's part of the healing process. Okay, so remember that. But there comes a time where we have to recognize the balance of that as well. So when we're starting to feel a little loopy and we're kind of going off the face of the earth and we're neglecting our needs and we're not nurturing our souls, that's going a little too far on one side. So we need to kind of bring ourselves back. So bring yourself back a little bit. Allow yourself the space to help yourself, okay? So find the things that work for you. Jot down 5 things. These are the things that help me feel connected. These are the things that I love to connect with. It could be Mother Nature. It could be your grandma. It could be gardening. It could be your artwork. It could be carpentry. It could be your love for animals. It could be sitting by yourself, connecting with God, meditating. It could be books. It could be your children. So what helps you feel connected? And break it down. Get more specific as well. And then revert back to those 5 things. And so when you're feeling like you need to pull yourself out of the abyss a little bit, go back to that connection source and pick from one of those 5 sources and go for it. So I do hope this was helpful. Connect with me if you feel drawn to. I am here to help and always for the highest good. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.